Katina Barnett is president of the School Bus Drivers Union, Local 1275 in Rockford.
How's it been going so far?
It's been quite busy, without a doubt, very busy. Things have transpired from COVID taking out an entire world to people being laid off from their job and the world coming to a standstill.
The Rockford Public School District has a hybrid learning model so far this year, meaning some students are doing in-person classes. She says being a school bus driver during a pandemic is stressful.
Like this morning, I had six students that came to the bus stop, didn't have their mask on, had to dig it out of their book bag. And then I had a couple of them that didn't have masks at all, even in their book bags.
Barnett says she's used to being the fun bus driver, but she also knows the new safety policies are necessary.
You know, it's an ongoing battle for them. I really feel bad that they have to do it.
In the past, Barnett would reward the kids on Fridays by letting them pick where they wanted to sit for the day. Not anymore.
We have contact tracing, so they have to stay in their assigned seat. They have to sit with their sibling. So now you have a fifth grader sitting with his kindergarten sister. You know, he's frustrated because he wants to be with his equal, his peers. And she's looking at him like, why do I even have to sit with you? I don't like you. You're my brother.
Barnett says not all the new protocols make sense to her.
This particular year, they want us to wait till all the schools have ran for that morning, then clean the seats and wipe them down. I don't know if I agree or disagree with that one, because you're taking on 15, 20 kids per route, and then you're doing three schools. So now you put 60 kids without cleaning seats in between. I don't know if I agree or disagree. I guess that's not my decision.
But there's one policy that Barnett says really frustrates her.
One of the things that the district has incorporated, that if little Susie's not assigned to your route, we can't take her. When years pass, if she wasn't assigned to your route and she went to your school, we take her in. And then we'll get her information. That way she's not left on a corner in a danger zone.
But in order to comply with COVID tracing, bus drivers now have to leave the child on the corner and call in another bus. Barnett says she understands the need for safety, but can't help but feel heartbroken.
Well, I can't even imagine what in the mindset of the child is to know that he's being left on the corner to wait for another ride to come pick him up because he can't be properly traced. And it's very frustrating.
The district's transportation department has confirmed these safety guidelines, but says that a case of children being left to wait for a new ride has only happened a handful of times. The changes have also affected the paychecks of bus drivers. Barnett says she still remembers finding out the schools would close back in March. It was the Friday before spring break, and over the dispatch radio she heard,
"Hey, by the way, we're not coming back after spring break. We're getting ready to get shut down." What? Even as union president, I was like, what's going on?
See, these are drivers that have health insurance, they have benefits, they have a pension. So in March, when all of this broke out, our focus was keeping our members employed.
That's Sarah Dorner, a union rep for the School Bus Drivers Union and the vice president of Rockford United Labor. She says that eventually the school board approved paying bus drivers their base pay through the end of the school year. But that was just the beginning.
So school support workers who are employed by a school system in Illinois do not typically qualify for unemployment during the summer.
And that's when it occurred to Barnett.
What do we do? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we said, let's see if we can get unemployment for the first time ever. Everybody else is doing it under COVID. Why not?
Dorner says that's when she and the union began calling every lawmaker they could, because suddenly some 750 school support staff were about to be without work and without access to unemployment. They finally heard back at the end of May that yes, school support staff could file for unemployment for at least the summer of 2020. But the way things are going in Winnebago County, Barnett is worried about her coworkers. What with the rising number of COVID-19 cases, which may threaten in-person learning.
And so Katina, like, let's say they close down again, right? Maybe they don't make it past November. Do the bus drivers still have a way to get paid? You know, can they pay their bills?
I will never stop fighting for them. Never.
I will always fight for them to continue to get paid, because without these guys, this system doesn't work.
For now, her plan is to continue waking up each morning and getting behind the wheel to make sure she gets the students she cares about from point A to point B as safely as possible. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.